Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. Welcome to Being Here. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and we're going to talk today about so much to do and so little time.
Boy, I really see it heating up here. It's not only warmer here, it's going to be in the 80s today.
We're having
a little heat wave here in New Jersey. But what's heating up along with the coming of spring is all of the projects that Shia and I have that are suddenly popping up along with the spring flowers.
Right. They were held in abeyance over the winter, but now they're here.
So today we are going...
There's so much to do, and apparently so little time.
So a few things. If you're new to our show, we like to let you know...
That we finish each other's sentences, so when we do...
Please include it.
Yeah.
It's our style. And also, we often like to start with how to get the most out of this particular hour, because your life could absolutely transform today, right now, by listening to this show.
And what it requires is nothing more than listening. But most of us are multitaskers.
Mm.
So we're not really listening. We're doing other things. You know, it might be worth this hour investment in your life to do nothing else but listen. I know that's hard to do because we've all been trained to do many things at once and do nothing well.
Now, I know some of you may be listening to this.
Offended your multitasking mind? Good.
No, but it may have archived it, and you may be listening to it in your car driving, or you may be walking, and okay, that's fine. However you do in your life is fine. However, as I'm standing here in our office, and we are broadcasting, they broadcast from where they do, but we're here in the office while doing the show, I can look around, and there are lots of different projects that could pull my attention. But if I do that, I won't be here.
And being here is not only the name of the show, it's the name of the game. If you want to have a magical life, it's about being where you are when you are where you are. And most of us are lost in thoughts about the future or the past or doing things that take us out of the current moment of our lives.
So however it is that you're listening to the show today, wherever you are, let's talk more about listening, truly listening, where you're fully engaging to hear what another person has to say from his or her perspective.
You know, I took my first workshop about 38 years ago or so as a participant, and I remembered watching the person who was leading the workshop and seeing them, and they were so present to what they were doing, it shocked me that anybody could be that present. And I...
Were you really distracted back then?
I was really distracted. My life was a distraction. But I was very into sex.
Mm.
And
that's good. You're all practiced by the time you met me.
Right. I got pretty good at it. And I thought, wow, if I could only really be there like that person is in sex, that would make sex really phenomenal.
Whatever it is that motivates you.
That was what I needed when I was 32 to motivate myself to be there and really be there and to try to catch what this person had that had them be so present and I was so scattered in my life. I mean, I could accomplish things, but I was constantly in a fear thought process where I was worrying about my future and how I did things and if I was doing it right. And my life was this mess of trying to get to where I thought was better than where I was. Now, that's a long time ago, and it took me about 20 years of working to discover how to live that way with totality and consistency. But about 20, 22, 23 years ago, I had an epiphany, and that epiphany pulled me into my life, and I've stayed there ever since. And you know, that was through my listening to the moment of my life. I was there for it.
Welcome to the gymnasium of being here so that you too can, with consistency, be engaged and proactive
in what you're up to in your life, rather than being distracted by the exigencies of life and all those things that happen in our current events that pull us away from where we are into worrying about what might be. You know, and we're getting close to 2012, and people are worrying.
I love that word, by the way, not 2012, exigencies.
Oh,
all of our German friends are going to have to look that one up in the computer, and some of the Americans, too.
Okay.
Now,
maybe we should tell people so they don't have to get distracted.
Exigencies
are like the little emergencies that we create in our lives, the little things that we get lost in, the distractions of life.
The urgent distractions.
Urgent distractions of life, right. That wouldn't be urgent if we weren't distracted in the first place.
Oh, isn't that so true?
It really is. Okay, three principles.
Right.
Very simple. Listening. Let's go back to listening for a second before we go to the three principles. Truly listening is to hear what's being said by the speaker from their point of view. It is not to see whether you already know this, whether you agree with it, or whether you disagree with it. All those are irrelevant. And if you're looking for something special, you'll disregard everything we're saying until we talk about that topic. So see if you can let go of whatever it is that you're working on, thinking on, processing, and just listen.
And in this case, on this show, on this day, chances are you have an agenda and you have a list of things to be done that you're hoping to get tips so that you can do them more efficiently. And the best way to do things more efficiently is while you're listening to the show, drop those agendas, drop that list, and as Shai just said, in the background, listen to this show. There are three basic principles or ideas of instantaneous transformation that will support you in accomplishing the things that you want to accomplish in your day in a seamless manner. The first is,
anything you resist will persist. It'll grow stronger and it'll dominate your life. Now, this is interesting. If you have a lot to do and you're resisting something, you'll get nothing accomplished except to resist what you're resisting. So if there's something you don't like, wish were different, are trying to change or fix, that is what you are resisting.
And that's what will take longer and longer. You've heard that old thing. I'm sure you have. That work expands to fill the time allotted for it.
Yeah.
It also expands when you're resisting doing something. What you resist persists. It takes longer. It dominates your whole life and actually all your projects as well.
Right. Okay. Second principle, you can only be exactly where you are in this moment of now. You can't be anywhere else other than right where you are, because in this moment of now, you can only be standing if you're standing, sitting if you're sitting. You can only be listening to this radio show, that's for sure, unless you turn it off. And then
you'll be doing what you're doing then.
Right, but in each moment, now, 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 and all the nanoseconds in between, you can only be exactly as you are in the current moment. That's the second principle. Now, the other way of looking at that is no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. So you can only be exactly as you are and where you are in each moment. And this is very freeing, because if you see this idea, catch the principle, get it, you will discover that in the past, in past moments of now, you could have only been the way you were in those moments, the same way you can't be different than you are in this moment. So your whole life has been an unfolding. You've never done anything other than the way you did it or could have done it, so you've done nothing wrong. You have got nothing to feel guilty or shameful about if you get this principle. This is the freeing principle.
That even includes that project that you haven't accomplished, the one you keep shuffling to the back burner, the things you said you were going to do back in your New Year's resolutions that aren't done yet. You've done your life perfectly.
Exactly.
You can only have done it exactly the way it is. Now, the third principle is this. Anything you allow, allows not accept, like, don't like it, but I'll do it. Anything you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself. So that doesn't mean if I look at my desk and I allow the things, the projects that are slated to be done on my desk, if I just allow them to be there, they'll get done. That's not what I'm talking about. However, allowing them to be there definitely allows me to pick up what's next and accomplish it, and pick up what's next and accomplish that. Anything you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself.
Good.
It occurred to us that a lot of you are doing a big time waster. And I'm going to touch on it before we go to the break, because we're getting really close to that now. And that first time waster that a lot of you have is you complain about what you have to do, you worry about getting it done, and that those two things combined are a huge time waster, because no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. So
if you're complaining and worrying, you're not doing the task at hand. It's a great way to avoid working if you don't want to get the work done.
But we're going to assume that you want to get things done, and we'll talk more about that when we come back from the break. So why don't you all come back with us, and don't miss being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And we're talking today about
so much to do and so little time.
It occurs to us that another thing that people do that's a time waster, unbeknownst to them, is trying to get projects over with. Because when you're trying to get something over with, you're actually resisting it. It's an element of resistance.
Yes, but not only that, you're not really in each of the things that you're doing. You're trying to get something done further down the road. So it's not that you're just being with that part of the project that you're engaged in. It's in an attempt to be done with it.
And it's almost like a subset of multitasking, because you're not just here doing what you're doing. You're rushing off to catalog the other things you should be doing or where you'd rather be and want to be, and it's not effective, and it creates stress, and it takes a lot longer when you approach things that way. Of course, as we have been saying, our approach and the name of the game
is transformation
and being here.
We have a caller on the line.
Claudia, are you there?
How are you?
We're good.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Excellent. Tell people where you're calling from.
Oh, I'm calling from Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Excellent. Is it beautiful there today?
Well, actually, we're into some thunderstorms. So
thunderstorms can be beautiful.
They can. I love you know, listening to the thunder and looking at the lightning. So it's great for me.
Neat.
Yeah. This is a really interesting topic, and I read your article of the month this month, which was time management tips, and
Right. It
really rang true for me. And two of the things that really stood out for me, which is one of the things I was going to talk about, was number three, which is procrastination.
And
right now, I'm in the process. So here's my question. Right now, I'm in the process of going through both some personal files and some business files. This is a project I made for myself because, I'm overrun with paper. So with each piece of paper that I pick up, I have to make a decision as to what to do with it. So for me, it's not so much the amount of physical time, but the amount of thinking time in making those decisions. So if I come across something that I don't know what to do with, I tend to procrastinate. So I put it down and I go and do something else. Like I'll go.
Right.
Okay, I'll tell you. I don't know if you've read our book, Being Here. There's a chapter in there. A cluttered desk is a sign of genius. And this is something. What you're describing is how I live.
Used to live.
Prior to having the epiphany, which was actually spurred by something Shia said to me, and I'm going to say pretty much the same thing to you. You're going too fast.
And you want to get it over with. So it's perfect, because just before, at the beginning of this segment, we said when you try to get something over with, it takes longer.
Yes, I heard that.
Well, you're trying to get this project over with, so you're not allowing yourself to be with this piece of paper that you pick up and read it thoroughly and see what it says and see where it wants to live.
So you have a basic assumption, as did I, that you don't know what to do with it. And that's not the case. You're just not being with it long enough. I'm telling you, if you even looked at it an additional 10 seconds, 15 seconds, 20 on the outside, there's a really good possibility that would percolate up. What would percolate up is a creative solution, whether it's sometimes there are offers. There are things like, do you want to come speak at this or do that or go here? When you really look at it, you have your answer. You know whether or not to create a file for it. You know whether or not to recycle it. you're moving a little too quickly to try to get it done. Mm.
That's really it, Claudia. I mean, really it. If you slow down just a little bit, you'll start to see things in these papers that give you your own answer rather than trying to get it over with. And you've been trying to get it over with.
Yes, I see that now.
Yes, well, of course.
This
now.
Is something Shai and I were talking about also the other day, and I don't know why this is, but sometimes if I stand up, I get different information than if I'm reading it while sitting.
Well, you know, when we're doing this radio show, we're standing. We're walking around our office or leaning up against a desk or something, but we're not sitting down.
We might write occasionally, but in general, there's something more active. So if you're going through a series of things where you don't know what to do with it and you get a little stuck, try standing up. See what happens.
Another thing about procrastination, what procrastination is really you're saying no to what you have to do.
Yes. Yes.
That's all procrastination is. It's a don't tell me what to do, which is an old behavior pattern that we've all put in place at a very young age that had come forward in time unrecognized because it's so normal that it becomes transparent in our lives. And so if there's something that you're not doing, it's not because it's difficult. It's because you've said no.
Yep, I do. I see that. I see that. And since Costa Rica, I have noticed myself when I do say no, I catch myself doing it. So I'm very aware of it.
You notice it as often as you notice it.
And the times you don't notice it, you don't notice it.
You just think you're procrastinating.
Ah, okay.
So it's like...
Here's the other thing. If you notice that you're saying no, don't make yourself wrong for that. You see, our approach is based in awareness, which is a non-judgmental seeing of what is, not seeing and then judging yourself for it. And when you see your no, you judge yourself for having it.
Right.
You got to start to dissolve that by noticing it, not judging yourself for judging yourself.
And part of how we know you're judging it, just like most people who are listening to this show will be, is you're talking about it as if you're making progress, as if you're moving away from it, as if it's a better thing now that you've seen it.
And as if it's a negative thing that you've been doing.
Right.
And of course, that's normal, but that's changed.
Yeah.
Changed is past, future,
right, wrong, good, bad, whereas transformation is not about right, wrong, and good, bad. Transformation is about the way things are in the current moment of your life. It's just a noticing of what is, and that frees you from mechanical ways of relating to life.
You know, Claudia said a couple of things just so naturally in passing that I want to back up to highlight them. She said she read the article of the month on our website this month. If you haven't been up there, first of all, you can sign up on the Excellence Club so you get notified each month when it comes. But this month is Transformational Time and Project Management Tips that go right along with this show. And in May, that's the course we're doing in New York City on the 15th and 16th, is Transformational Time and Project Management. And in a certain respect, it's one of the most important courses we do each year, because if you are not handling your time in a way that you feel comfortable with, or there are things that keep coming around that keep eating your attention, you're living in a constant state of stress. So I just wanted to mention that because I'm inviting people on behalf of Shai and I to come to New York City. And
take the course in New York City. Don't just come to New York City. People come to New York City every day. Tourists, they call them. But come to the Transformational Time and Project Management course, and you'll get a huge handle on your life, because most of us are driven by those projects that we don't complete.
And, you know, I can hear it in your voice, Claudia. Here you are. You're doing well. You sound well in yourself. And there are just some simple technical things that you haven't seen that if you catch them, if you see them, and without judging, as Shia pointed out, because that's the main important part, then what happens when you see them, a whole new world opens. And that's part of why we do this Transformational Time and Project Management course each year.
That's great. I just have to say that, you know, yesterday I had a day where I wasn't thinking about what I was doing so much as to just doing it.
Right.
I got a lot done, and it seemed like the time just flew, and I had such a good time doing it, I felt a real accomplishment.
Congratulations.
That's so
great.
Nice.
Every day should be like that, really.
Yes.
I mean, for me, I get so much accomplished each day, and it's not that I'm trying to get things accomplished. I'm just doing what I'm doing, and things just unfold and happen easily.
That's very true, and that's what happened yesterday.
That's great.
That's great. Thank you for calling in today.
Yes.
It's really, really lovely hearing your voice.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye.
You know, we have next week, I just want to tell you briefly, next week's show is Vitamins, Supplements, and Herbs That Heal, Part 2 with Dr. Larry Emder. We did a Part 1 earlier in March, and it was so popular that we are doing Part 2. We actually pre-recorded it because we're in Germany, in Hamburg, doing the Freedom to Breathe and Tell It Like It Is, The Power of Being Clear and Direct next week. And the show is fabulous. It's great. You should, you know, get up there and listen to that.
Some really brilliant, brilliant tips for your health and well-being that are so simple yet so profound.
And I was telling my Pilates instructor about it today, and she got very, very excited. I mean, even about how much water to drink and simple things like that can make a big impact on your life. We'll be back talking more about so much to do, so little time after the break. So come on back
and
don't miss being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening. listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. Just for those of you in the New York area, the New York Resident Magazine has published So Much to Do, So Little Time, our article by the same title. So you can look for it in the New York area, the New York Resident. It's an article in that magazine this month.
And that's a free magazine that's available in all of the boroughs of New York.
We have a caller on. I'm not sure I'm saying your name correctly. You'll let me know. Vandana?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Did I say it right?
Almost. Vandana.
Vandana.
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't sure. Where are you calling from?
Silver Spring, Maryland.
Excellent.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. One of my challenges is in working in my day is, days where things flow really great and then days that don't. And some of those days when things don't flow well are days where I feel kind of tired, and it often happens after lunch.
Uh-huh.
And funny, I'm a holistic health coach, and I got into this field because of my own health problems. Now I, try to take good care of myself, eat good food and everything, but sometimes this happens to me where I feel really sleepy, and I feel terrible then because I have all these things that I want to do, and I just don't have the energy for it, and so I end up having to sleep because I really want to listen to my body and, give it the rest it's asking for. But when I wake up, a lot of times I'll feel refreshed and happy about that, but I'll also feel, I just feel bad that, I had all this stuff to do. And
can I stop you for a second, please?
Sure.
You're saying so many good things, and
they're all going by.
They're all going by because you keep talking, and which is your right to do, but then we can't talk about them. There's a couple of things. First, you second-guess yourself a lot. You have an internal governor that looks to see if you're going to say it right. So you there's a lot of energy wasted in your trying to
say it right, do it right, be right. It's like driving with your foot on the gas and on the
brake at the same time. So that's one thing. The other thing is you're very hard on yourself. You don't just notice that you're tired. You make yourself wrong for being tired. Like it's an unhuman thing. You know, if you were really enlightened, you wouldn't get tired.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this, unbeknownst to you, there's a judgment, of a self-judgment that's going on, too, at the same time. Vandana, right?
Vandana.
Vandana.
Yes.
And so you're not just noticing your body, but you're judging how you're doing, and you're putting a pressure on yourself to be more than you happen to feel in a particular moment.
See, I also love that you've become a holistic health practitioner, because basically you're leading the way for your clients. And the more you discover how to be easy on you for the human condition of having a body, the easier it's going to be for them to transform in your presence. And as you're talking about it, I'm thinking it was just 1 year ago that Shia and I slept a lot during the day.
It was less than a year. Less than a year ago, actually.
And that we started in June,
right.
June 2nd, we went for our annual physical. And my doctor actually said to me, look, Ariel, you're over 50 now. Get used to it. And that kind of spurred us to start really looking at other possibilities. And it's too complex really to go into it right now. I know we talk about it in the vitamin supplements and herbs that heal, and we will be doing a show with Dr. Larry on detoxing your body. But the important thing was for us to just keep looking and moving and seeing what else was possible as an adventure, but not make ourselves wrong at the same time for the condition we currently found ourselves in.
Or find ourselves in. You know, we...
Yesterday.
Yes, yesterday.
Mm-hmm. We were drugged to the gills.
Oh, yes, because the night before we were in New York City leading our Monday Night Alive in New York, and we stopped by Amy's Bread.
Mm.
And we have been gluten-free, and but they have these sticky cinnamon things.
That we decided, we can do it.
And we did it. And we did it. And it did us. And we were just wasted the following day.
And what was really exciting about it is we did, you know, we didn't just have one. We're kind of all or nothing kind of folks.
We had five.
We had five between us. They were small, but they were still bread and sweet and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And what was exciting about it was being that hungover from eating bread, it identified for us something that doesn't work. And we ended up looking at each other going, okay, this is like being drugged. It's almost like taking a Benadryl. It's going to take a period of time, however many hours, to wear off. But now we have the information.
So we didn't do anything wrong. We were just doing what we were doing, and that's all we could have been doing.
See, I think, Vandana, that's one of the differences between how you're approaching your life and how we're approaching our lives. We realize that we cannot do anything wrong. You can only do exactly what you do in any given moment, second principle. And we've gotten interested in how we do anything. How you do anything is how you do everything. So if you're hard on yourself about what you've eaten, you'll be hard on yourself about what you said, about what you've done. It's about discovering.
See, it's really about discovering a state of grace where you're kind to yourself as you go through your life, where you're not picking on yourself and beating on yourself for what you discover. And then you can discover, because you don't want to find anything bad about you. Nobody wants to find bad things out about themselves. So you don't look at those things that are causing problems in your life because you think you should be over that by now. But if you are kind to yourself, notice it, and just notice it. You know, there have been many schools of enlightenment over the eons of time. There was Bankai's clear-eyed school in Japan in the 17th century, and you have Ariel and Chaya Kane's slack jaw school in the 21st century.
Where you go, huh, look, I did that.
Huh, I did that. Huh. And you move on, and you don't beat on yourself for what you did. You just notice it. Amazing, the results of that little huh.
Mm-hmm. None of this sounds too enlightening for you. You sound like you're taking this all very seriously.
You got to lighten up. The middle word in enlightenment is light. You can't seriously become enlightened. And you know something? If you could have the best body in the world eating the most perfect food, but if your thoughts are that you're not doing your life right, nothing will ever be enough. But if you can discover how to be okay being you in this moment exactly as you are, then you become enlightened. That's where enlightenment is, in the living your life as though this is it, and it is.
Yes. That makes sense.
You know, one other thing, Vandana, that I find really, really supportive of me and of Shaya is community. I love this community that we're a part of, this transformational community. And on Monday night, people come, for instance, in New York City, or they come to the weekends. And each individual is like the facet of a jewel. They represent different possibilities. So, for instance, Dr. Larry, who's been on our show, comes to our courses, and there's another gal who's been coming recently, Alex Jameson, who's written books, several books on holistic things, like her most recent is Living Vegan for Dummies. And I find, I'm not vegan, but being near her, she represents a possibility. So just being around her, my mind starts working on possible different ways to eat, and we've moved so much more organic, holistic, and vegetarian just being around her, but not out of making ourselves wrong for how we've been eating, but more being...
We're more noticing how food affects us, and we're kind to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what we eat.
So I really like that. I think one of the things that I end up doing is I end up comparing myself to others.
Comparison is such a killer.
Normal energy, and I'm eating so well, and yet why do I always...
Comparison is such a killer.
Yeah.
you can't compare yourself to anybody. You're one of 6.7 billion human beings on the planet, and you're unique. You're yourself. You're exactly as you are, and you can't be any different than you are right now. I mean, you'll be different in a minute, in a moment, because we keep changing, you know? But to compare yourself, it's
disrespectful to you.
That's right.
Because you are a magnificent being. And if you think somebody else is better than you, you don't know who you are. And then that's the game, is to find out who you are. And it can be an exciting adventure.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling in today. Really,
it's lovely meeting you.
And feel free to call back. And we invite you, if you're in the mood, to come on up to New York and attend one of our weekend workshops. We often have people travel in from much farther away than Maryland. So,
I would love to. Thank you, and I hope to do that very soon.
Well, we look forward to meeting you someday in person. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Excellent. I'm really enjoying this show.
Yes.
I'm finding myself standing more.
We're almost to a break here.
Four on my feet. So, okay, everybody. We'll be back shortly, and hopefully you'll come back. We have another caller waiting. We'll see what she has to say. Come on back,
and don't miss being here.
On a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Wasting time. Get what you want. Live your dream life. The Dream Big Revolution. Imagine having more freedom, better health, more money, happiness. Could your business be more successful? Unless you're living the life you want, you're wasting precious time. Your life is too valuable to waste. Let Leanne Hilgers help you find health, wealth, and happiness. Listen in and live your dream life. Join the Dream Big Revolution. Tune in every Tuesday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, welcome back.
It occurs to me, as we were speaking with Vandana, we were talking about community. Monday Night Alive in New York City, if you're in the New York area, is just such an excellent, it's like taking a shower at the beginning of the week to wash off the grime of the week before. And if you've been coming or if you're interested in coming, invite folks to come with you. I have to tell you, if you share what's possible with people, for me, I find that supercharges my batteries. If I'm extending myself and talking to people about a possibility for their lives, as I did with my Pilates instructor today, I was talking to her about the radio shows, today's show. I told her we were doing so much to do so little time, and she started getting excited about her life. And then what happens is it tends to pull me forward with momentum myself. So if you're ever feeling kind of a like you've got a lot to
do, a lethargy,
making a difference in other people's lives can be a huge pull you forward into your own momentum.
Well, you know, sharing transformation. I remember when I lived in Maine and I shared transformation with people regularly there years ago, and what I noticed was sometimes I wasn't living up to my own expectations, but when I shared for people what was possible, what had happened in my life, suddenly it was possible again for me. I inspired myself.
We have another caller on the line. Karen, are you there?
Hi, this is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York City.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Good, buddy. What can we do for you, my dear?
I really love what you say earlier in the show, being kind to yourself.
Yes.
Yes.
And I often find myself, I'm very good at giving myself a lot of assignments.
A lot of what? Assignments?
Yeah, like tasks.
Right.
Right.
And what I do is I usually, when I have this random thought of things that I think I should be doing in the future, then I write it down, add it to my list. And so the list just keeps growing. And sometimes I could not, I pick and choose and do things that's more important in my thoughts. But I also have this anxiety or worry that I couldn't get through them.
You use lists different than Shai and I use lists. And let me just tell you the difference.
Okay.
Shai and I only write down things
we're going to do.
That A, we're going to do, and B, that we just don't want to forget. So it's more like a reminder of what we're going to do anyway, just so that nothing gets dropped out.
Right.
We don't put on the list things that we think we should do. And I guarantee you, if you look at your list, if you pulled out the list that you made, and you look at it, you will see that your list is populated with things that you should do if you were to be a better you according to the standards of Karen and her enculturation.
So true.
And if you took those and marked those off so that they weren't to-dos, you may discover a couple things. You may discover that you do some of those things just naturally, but not as a thing where you're trying to get better. But
right.
I guarantee you your list will be far smaller and a lot less daunting.
Oh, I never look at it that way. Because for me, it was a list mixed with what I know that I'm going to do, and the wish list. And
well, I tell you what, just for fun, if you're going to do it, make your what you're going to do list, and just put your wish list away. Don't even think about it. Just hide it someplace from yourself, and then in a week or two, get it out and take a look at it. I bet you there are things that have been on that list forever that some will get done and some you'll look at and go, I don't really want to do that.
Hmm. Cool.
See, part of it is Shai and I are professionals at telling ourselves the truth. And most people like to add in the I should've's and I wanna's that they have absolutely no intention of doing.
And got sidetracked by this thought.
Well, not only do you get sidetracked by the thoughts, Karen, but you get sidetracked by your internal conversation that you listen to about how you should be different than you are, what you should have gotten accomplished today that you didn't get accomplished today. And so you're never feeling as though you're accomplishing anything, because even if you accomplish something, even the way you said it, your list seems to just keep growing even if you do things. So there's no win in it for you when you beat on yourself for what you haven't gotten done. Here's something that you need to know. This is for everybody out there. You can only do what you do today. You can't do any more than you do in each day. In each day, you will do exactly what you do in that day and nothing more. And if you beat on yourself for what you got done, you won't get very much done. It was what Claudia said earlier in the show, that she's just been looking at what needs to get done and doing it, and she feels as though she's so accomplished because she's getting things done, but not because she's telling herself she ought to. She's looking and seeing what needs to be done next and doing it.
And also, sometimes you can create a big list that includes the wish list, to put it in your words, where the things that you don't actually intend to do but you think you should or you might like someday in a quote perfect world, although this is a perfect world, it keeps you from seeing the few things on your list that are somehow confronting to you. Either they're of a creative nature or you don't know how to accomplish them. The same way as Claudia didn't know what to do with that piece of paper, we do the same thing with tasks. Then we're not actually looking at it for a few moments. We're not being with it to see what it would take. We're sandwiching a lot of other stuff on top of it, so you don't actually see what's there to be done, and then everything gets slower and slower, and slower is actually saving you from the confrontational nature of something you just don't know how to do yet.
Right. Yes. Now that I'm listening to this, I can recognize that because I did not know how to do certain things, and I love it to the last.
Mm-hmm.
And try to avoid it.
Right, so if you have a big, long list, then you never get to it.
Yes.
So it saves you. Your list saves you from doing those things you're afraid to engage in.
That's so true. That's very exciting to find out.
It just goes to show that each of us have organized our lives perfectly. So you have this huge list, but that list has been perfect to what you desired before because it allowed you to avoid doing things you weren't comfortable doing yet.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool.
That's right.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Hey, Karen, thanks so much for calling today.
Yes.
Thank you, Buzz.
That was excellent. Excellent. I just wanted to remind everybody that we are in New York City next Monday. The following Monday, we will be in Hamburg, so we won't be around. And we have just a couple weeks left for the early registration discount for our Costa Rican adventure. So if you're coming, don't miss the deadline. We'll be back with you next week for vitamins, supplements, herbs that heal.
Invite your friends to listen to the show.
And come on back with us.
And don't miss
being here.
We
hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.